Jay, I want to thank you very much for being with us on this broadcast. I understand you were a graduate from last spring. Was it a May course?
Yes, sir.
I want to help some of our traders that have all are your fellow graduates, as well as other traders who are listening. What were some of the lessons you learned? I know you developed into a really fine trader. What were some of the things that helped you along the way?
Well, I'd say the first thing that helped me along the way was Mike Mazunas. He really kind of like drove me through what was going on, and kind of just reemphasized the things that you basically went over in the class, that you kind of, things you went over in the class, just kind of like reinforced those things. It's really hard to say, because I made every mistake in the book when I first started. I was just so aggressive, and I was so eager to make trades happen when the trades weren't there, that I made lots of costly mistakes that didn't have to be made. So what I did is I kind of like revamped what I was doing and decided that the option route was the best way for me to deal with a market that has a VIX that's above 50 at all times, and I just started doing options, so that way if I was wrong on something, it didn't hurt as bad as if I was wrong on something on a stock trade.
Well, that's something we mentioned last week, that you are in a lot of ways safer. But what were some of the specific issues? For example, I know you sent an email out last week and you were talking about there's certain rules you developed for yourself.
Yeah.
What are some of those rules?
Okay. Well, the first rule that I have is I got rid of every chart that was from 5 minutes up to the 60 minutes. So I have 60 on up on my screen when I'm trying to do options.
Well, that's options, but what if you were trading stocks? What would you use?
Trading stocks, I have the same rules. I just keep 60 on up, and I try and get all the signals that I'm getting from the longer charts from 180 on up.
So you don't mess around with short charts?
No, I did, only because of the fact that I tried scalping a lot when I first started, and I wasn't as good as I thought I was. And the conflicting signals from one chart to the next confused me, so I eliminate the confusion, so that way I just kind of go from 60 on up, and I've had a lot more success doing it that way.
What about fine-tuning your way in or out of a trade?
With options, the fine-tune factor, you don't have to have as much, because there's less variance to what you're doing. So what I basically do is I try and find something that's on the 240 or 180, and then I go down to as low as the 60 to try and find a confirmation signal, so that way I know where to get in.
So you don't recommend new traders, first of all, do a lot of scalping, do you?
Absolutely not, because what happens is if you get in, for myself anyways, as I was getting in on the 2 minute, okay, and then I would get a head fake and I would panic because I didn't really understand the whole market maker thing and how they did things. So I would get stressed out, panic, get out, and then I would end up getting out, in, and I just found for myself the head fakes were killing me because I couldn't take the pain. So I found myself just going to the longer chart, and then if you deal with the longer charts, the head fakes are not near as bad as they are in the shorter ones because it's got a longer time frame.
Well, now that you've been using PTS for maybe 6 months or so, as software goes, how do you think it is, in terms of efficacy in dealing with trading options?
Oh, I think it's the best by far. Because, I mean, you can, like I said, you don't, on most of these charts, when you deal with the longer ones, what you're looking for is if you can get into anything that's above the first or second deviation, when you're dealing with a daily, a 240, or a 180, all you have to do is just look for an option on it. Look for an option because everything, like you said before, reverts back to the mean. So all you have to do is try and get things when they're at the peak at either the top or bottom of the channel. And even if the thing doesn't go down to the next bottom part of the channel, even if it goes to the mean, you're going to make money. You're going to have positive gain. But the biggest key is top and bottom of channel of every trade you do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You just do that directly. And if you stay above the channel and below the channel on any chart from the 180 on up, your odds of success are probably, I would say, 95% or better.
So, and of course, you picked up an important point, which is your first target's really the mean.
Absolutely.
Which is going to be strong support.
Yes.
The other thing that I just picked up from you, I thought was an interesting point to hammer home, is don't enter iffy trades where it's wallowing around in the middle somewhere.
If you have a doubt in your mind at all, you don't do the trade. You don't get any glamour points for entering trades that's a risk. I don't want to risk anything. Okay, so I'm trying to go into this with every possible advantage you could have before you even trade it. So if you go into a trade at the top or bottom of a channel, every single trade that you do, you're going to make money a lot more than you lose money.
Well, what would you say your success rate is lately, now that you've worked out a lot of rules, and it's really discipline trading this one.
100%. My last 17 trades have all made money when it comes to options.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
What are you doing to improve this?
Actually, my interests have gone down as far as what I have to pay in commissions because I'm doing less trades because I'm not searching for trades. If the trade's there and it's a perfect situation, I get in. If it's not perfect, I go on to the next trade.
Well, you said something when we spoke before that I thought was kind of funny, which was that trading has become boring.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy now because, I mean, like I said, I don't have any interpretation at all. If it's not exactly what I want, I don't trade it. When I first started, I was just so excited about trading and going, okay, I'm going to get in, I'm going to do something with this, that I made dumb decisions. I mean, I broke probably every trade rule you have on your piece of paper right there. And I was just, it's only because I was so excited to be there that I really overstepped my boundaries a lot of times. And it wasn't until I revamped what I was doing that I realized that the easiest way to do this for me is to keep my charts from 60 on up and get in at the top or bottom of channel on any stock or option that I like that's 180, 240 on the daily. And that's pretty much the only rule that I really have.
Well, you're really confirming what Mrs. Bear said on the broadcast. I believe she trades with the shortest chart is a 30. Once in a while, she'll use a 15. But she doesn't have ones and twos and threes, that sort of thing.
No, honestly, for what I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to scalp. I'm not good enough to scalp. And in this market, with the volatility of the VIX index being above 50 most of the time, I mean, it's pretty much, if you want to gamble, go to Vegas. If you want to make money consistently, stay above and below the channel. And that's it. There's no interpretation. There's nothing you have to think about. If it's above the channel or below the channel, from the 180, 240, or the daily or on up, you will make money 9 times out of 10.
Or sometimes 100 times out of 100.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And that's the beauty of options, is you can sit there and get into a position that you feel is going to go with the trend or against the trend, and you have time. And you don't have to worry about being sweat out because you have time. Always go a month forward. You have 30 days for this thing to switch. And with this market being the way it is, even if you're wrong, it's eventually going to work its way to wherever you are. So you should make money almost every single. I'm 17 for 17. And before I started doing options, I was probably a 50-50 goddamn trader.
How far out, how much time are you giving yourself before expiration?
What I usually do is, let's say the options expire this coming up Friday. I will trade the current month for the first 2 weeks, and then after that, I get the extended month.
So you're trying to stay, give yourself 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Like I said, if the options expire, let's say the next coming up Friday, I'll trade the current month for about 6 days. And then after that, I'll just pay the extra premium and just take the next month out, so that way it gives me a safety blanket.
And are you trying to get in the money when you enter these trades?
Yes.
What, are you looking for 60, 70 delta?
Yeah, 60, 70, or you can you can honestly go down to the 40 because it starts working its way towards you, your delta increases.
Well, then you're not advocating going out of the money, are you?
No, what I usually do is I have a limit. So find a number that you're comfortable with and say if you want to do $3,000 per option trade. If you find a trade that you like, sometimes you can buy 3 contracts for $3,000, or sometimes you can buy 5 contracts for $2,000 or $3,000. Just find a number you're comfortable with and look above or below the channel, and then that way you just sit there, wait for it to work the direction you want, and you'll make money. Like I said, for me, I've hit 17 for 17.
Well, now, options took a lot of pressure off you, but I would say the majority of our listeners are trading stocks.
Right.
And an awful lot of them are new to PTS. Do you have any advice that you'd give PTS traders in general to get them on the straight and narrow?
Yes. Do not try and scalp. Like I said before, keep your chart on the longer charts and look for stocks that are above or below the channel either direction. And that's pretty much it. I mean, as long as you stay above or below the channel on the longer charts, your success rate is going to increase exponentially.
That's for your entries, of course.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Jay, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know what you've said will help a lot of people. You seem to have gotten your act together. You weren't the world's greatest trader at the very beginning, were you?
No, I was terrible. I was searching for trades rather than waiting for them to come to me. I was so over-anxious. Don't be over-anxious. Don't be stupid like I was. I was stupid for the first 2.5 months that I traded, and because I was getting ready to quit trading because I couldn't handle the stress of holding things overnight and this and that with this crazy volatile market. For me, the easiest thing to do was to deal with options. And it took Mike Mizunas pounding it in my head probably three or four separate times to get me to understand that that's the easiest way to deal with things. Because in this volatile market, you can make more than 100% on your money. I mean, if you really look at options, and you don't have to really know that much about them, all you have to really understand is where your expiration date is and what your delta is, and make sure that your open interest are above, for me, I weigh open interest above 1,000. So if you have a lot of open interest and you keep your thing at least out 6 weeks, you'll have the success rate as long as you go above or below the channel.
Well, Jay, it's thrilling to me as a teacher to have somebody blossom the way you did, and I thank you very much for being with us.
No problem, Mel. Thank you.